Photoshop Wednesday, tip number 3. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcasted tips and videos created especially for the Photoshop user. This is a tech podcast network. If it's tech, it's here. TechPodcasts.com. Today's Photoshop tip is entitled Something for Everyone. Let's go ahead and launch Photoshop, go to the File pull-down menu, and select New, and let's take a real good look at this dialog box. First of all, some quick tips in here. Go ahead and hit the Tab key, and you'll notice you're going to move through all of the text entry boxes. Hold down that Shift key and click Tab, and you'll move backwards through these entry boxes. If you move over the word Width or Height and drag left or right, you can increase or decrease this unit of measurement. Using the Shift key will dynamically increase the amount of unit of measurement added. So let's go ahead and take a look at the preset pop-up list. First of all, we can select many different sizes and formats in here. So for instance, letter 8.5 by 11 is going to give me a unit of measurement in inches at a resolution of 300. If I move down to a, let's say, web dimension 800 by 600, I'm now going to be working in pixels unit of measurement at 72 pixels per inch. If we work down in broadcast, those dimensions again are going to change. If I move down far enough into the list, I'll get into the European unit of measurement, which is in millimeters. Now, if there's a particular size of unit of measurement and resolution that you like to work in all of the time, you can enter that information into this screen, go under the Save Presets, and you can save this dimension for future use. Now, one interesting component of this screen is when you work in a broadcast environment, notice what happens to the pixel aspect ratio down in the advanced part of this dialog box. Pixels on a computer screen are square. Pixel elements that are used in broadcast are not. So to compensate for this, if you do select something other than square, be sure to go to the View pull-down menu and select Pixel Aspect Ratio Correction. So with your canvas open and ready, you might want to go into the Photoshop pull-down menu, Preferences, Units and Rulers, and you might want to go in and set what your default unit of measurement might be. So there you have it. A way to work in other dimensions. The video for this tip can be found at www.oneminutetip.com. Just scroll down to the Photoshop Wednesday section and click on the QuickTime video link. Questions, comments, or additions, email me at oneminutetip@gmail.com or drop me a Skype voicemail at oneminutetip, no spaces. We'll see you next Wednesday.